Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Broadcasting live from CPAC, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America, and welcome to Todd Starnes radio program. We are broadcasting live from CPAC 2022 in Orlando, Florida, and we are so excited to have you with us today. We have a lot going on. We've got some incredible underway. Of course, we're on all of the big stories that are happening not only here in the United States, but also internationally as we monitor the developments coming out of Ukraine. And God bless these great freedom fighters who are waging their very own 1774 of Russia. And we have to hope that these freedom fighters, these regular citizens, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, kids, boys and girls who are fighting in the streets at this very moment in Kiev, to send those monstrous Russians back across the border. And this radio program, we stand with those people. And while we do not want boots on the ground, and there's no reason for American boots to be on the ground at this point, we do want to do whatever we can to support these people. We will be standing for the radio program. If you are willing to put your life for freedom, stand alongside of you, and we're going to fight alongside of you as well. And we have some incredible stories to share with you of what's been happening over in Ukraine. But before we do that, I want to go right to an interview that we just did with Governor Noma, one of these at CPAC, and she was able to spend a few moments with us here at our broadcasting booth. Let's play that interview. Well, it's great to finally have Governor Kristi Noem in person. Normally, we've been speaking with you by phone from South Dakota. Governor, welcome to CPAC.
It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I'm just curious to get your observations early on of the crowd here and the mood among conservatives here at CPAC.
You know, I have been in meetings since I arrived several hours ago, but the hallways are packed and people are optimistic. That's what I love about it, is they really recognize that what conservatives unite around is our shared values, and that this is a place where you can come get a pep talk to go back and take on the world.
It's sort of like a combo platter of a high school reunion, you know, and then a big political rally, a convention.
That's so true. It definitely is. It feels like you know, packing up your suitcase and going to hang out at a family reunion where you only have the good memories. So that's what's great about it.
And of course, now the narrative has changed somewhat, I suppose, because of what's been happening in Ukraine. And it seems to me, and if I'm wrong, please say so, it seems to me there are two key issues: what's happening in Ukraine and our foreign policy, but also what's happening here back at home, when many of the folks around this country, including, I suspect, South Dakota, are going to be facing massive increases at the gas pump.
Well, what's interesting to me is people's recognition that how Biden put us exactly where we're at with Ukraine today. By every decision he's made on energy policy, he's strengthened Putin's hand and given him the confidence to go into Ukraine, knowing that he wasn't going to get the kind of pushback that he normally would get from a stronger president. So, you know, on day one, President Biden came in, canceled the Keystone Pipeline. That came through my state. It was hard to see that end, because it would have utilized North American energy, allowed us to continue our independence in that realm. But now, with that decision, with Nord Stream 2 getting the green light, with increased regulations here on our gas and oil industry, and then obviously not utilizing our federal lands and resources we have here, It has shown that Biden has no idea what he's doing, and he doesn't care how badly he hurts our families at the gas pump.
No, he does not. And there's a very good chance that young men, young women from South Dakota are heading overseas. They'll be stationed in some of our NATO countries for now. That is a very dangerous situation unfolding across Eastern Europe right now.
It is. There's long-term consequences for what his actions have been since he's been president. It weakens our country. It fills us with indecision. It risks people's lives. And it's something that, boy, it's imperative that the American people recognize before they go and vote this next election cycle, because leadership has consequences. And we're seeing that play out on the world stage.
Governor Kristi Noem here at CPAC in Orlando, Florida. Governor, you have been at the forefront of a very controversial, but what I believe to be one of the most important issues in our country, which is this this war that the sex and gender revolutionaries are waging. Just a few days ago, you had a transgender swimmer claim, four titles, broke five records in the Ivy Leagues. You predicted this was going to happen, and you've done something to protect female athletes, biologically female athletes in your state.
Yeah, we have been fighting to protect fairness in girls' sports since 2018 in South Dakota. You know, the federal government came in way back then, years ago, and told us that we couldn't have girls and boys events in the sport of rodeo. I pushed back and fought them. I was a member of Congress at the time, won. And so seeing that this was coming, I wanted to make sure we had the strongest bill in the nation. And it was the very first bill that I signed into law this session, making sure that our girls would have a level playing field. They'd have fairness, and that only girls would be playing in girls' sports in our public school system, but also at our collegiate level.
When you, I want you to take us inside your thought process, because there are a lot of lawmakers who would be thinking, wait a second, if I go down this path, I'm going to be, you know, just destroyed by the media, by the radical activists. Did you factor those into your decision, or was this a pretty easy decision for you to make?
No, for me, well, and obviously, you know, from what you've seen of me the last several years, the media just loves to attack me anyways. Yeah. But this issue is about Title IX. That years ago we fought for girls to have an opportunity to be successful, to play in sports, knowing there's biological differences between males and females, and that they would have a chance to go on and maybe get a scholarship, get an education, play professionally if they'd like to. That's important to have that level of fairness. And as many times as people will try to take this issue and twist it into something else, having an honest conversation about that basic importance of a level playing field for girls to compete is critically important, because anything a leader does these days that the media disagrees with, they'll demonize you for it. And we just have to accept that as part of the job, recognizing that the decisions we make are going to impact families and make a difference for them in the long run.
So looking forward, your name is always mentioned as a possible presidential candidate or a vice presidential candidate. Any interest in leaving South Dakota?
You know, Todd, we had a family discussion about this, and we've decided my mom is going to run for president. She's very opinionated. She's always right. And so we've decided that, she'd be great. She'd be fantastic. And she loves President Trump, too, so she'd be a good support for him.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
But again, you know, some of the great presidents in American history have been great on horseback, thinking of Ronald Reagan.
That's true.
And Governor Kristi Noem, of course.
Well, I tell you what, I'm running for re-election this year. I'm hoping the people of South Dakota will hang on to me and allow me the opportunity to work for them. It's been pretty special to be in my home state and watch it thrive in such challenging times.
Well, and you've done a terrific job. The great things happening in South Dakota, and that's an exciting thing. And I think it's a great thing for the rest of the country to look towards and say, hey, look, if they can do it in South Dakota, we can do it in our communities.
Well, you know, when I ran for governor, I talked about South Dakota could be an example to the nation. I talked about that we are small. We don't have a lot of people, but that allows us to do things that other states maybe couldn't do. We could be a pilot project for a lot of the conservative things we believe and show that it works. And that's truly what we've done during this pandemic. We have the number one economy in the country. Our mental health outcomes are getting better and better all the time. In fact, we've seen a and challenges and suicides and overdoses. We've seen families growing and getting stronger. We've got historic revenues, and people are moving to our state with their businesses and families. So it really is a testimony to the fact that what we as conservatives believe, it does work and it is better for you.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Governor, great to see you.
Thank you, Todd. Good to see you.
All right, and that is South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem just a few moments ago here at CPAC, and we're going to be bringing you a lot more interviews. Sebastian Gorka dropping by in just a little while. Also, Scott Walker. And by the way, Seb is really fired up over what's happening in Ukraine right now. The information, latest information we're getting, that the city leaders in Kiev are urging their citizens to make Molotov cocktails so they can blow up the invading horde of Russian invaders. We also are getting reports that citizens are being encouraged to go and get guns. The government there, they do not have a Second Amendment in Ukraine, so the average citizen does not have access to a weapon. But now the government is literally in the process of arming the civilian population. So you're going to have moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, and teenagers out there defending their streets in Ukraine's capital city. My question is very simple as we go to break here at CPAC 2022. Do you stand with the Ukrainians? Do you stand with the Ukrainian people? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstearns.com. We have some incredible stories, a shocking video for you to see on our website. And, of course, all of the interviews that we do here at CPAC are available for download free of charge in our podcast. So all you have to do is download that podcast at toddstearns.com. All right, we have Grace Baker, Kyle Rossiter, and myself, Todd Starnes, and we are proud to be broadcasting from CPAC in Orlando, Florida. We'll be right back. Friends, last year, your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone, and this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are so glad to have you with us, broadcasting from CPAC in Orlando, Florida. Tomorrow, I'll be on the main stage with Congressman Matt Gaetz and our good friend Seb Gorka, and we'll tell you more about that in just a little while. One of the great stories and really compelling stories coming out of Ukraine are the citizens of Ukraine who are taking their fate, their future into their own hands. And Daily Caller has an interesting story about a fellow by the name of Vitaly Klitschko. He is the mayor of Kiev, also a former boxing star, and he has taken up arms against the Russians. He's actually manning, at this very moment, he is manning a machine gun nest there in Ukraine and the capital city. So those are the exciting things that are happening as these people understanding that if they want to secure their freedom, they're going to have to get out there and do it the same way our forefathers did it, which is fighting the invaders in the streets. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike from North Carolina, wanting to weigh in on the situation in Ukraine. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Todd. It's great to be on again. We talked about Afghanistan, and unfortunately, this is kind of a direct relation to that. Our weakness and failures there have certainly, I think, emboldened a lot of these guys, these thugs in the world. I've actually had the great chance, my wife and I, to spend 2 weeks in Ukraine. It's a gorgeous country. They're great people. And I've spent a fair amount of time with the National Guard in Eastern Europe. And if you see what the communists have done, this is going to be a replay of exactly what they did after World War II, just trying to milk these people dry. For our listeners, and I think our politicians, the stronger we are without obviously getting in a world war, opposing this is really critically important because everybody in Iran and China is watching. If the free world doesn't really stand up strong in this case and really punish this guy, it's an invitation to all kinds of aggression in other parts of the world.
And Mike, that's the problem here, is that Biden is not standing up. And first of all, the sanctions he's recommended have not even been implemented yet, if they are going to be implemented. And I'm not sure those are going to work. So, I mean, it's already happened. There's, you know, what is it that Biden is suggesting we do if Putin does not leave? And that's the question that needs to be addressed. This is a very dangerous situation, and I don't believe, and listening to President Biden, he clearly knows this as well, it's not going to stop with Ukraine. And if I'm living in Poland right now, living in Romania, Hungary, I would be very concerned about what's about to happen next.
No, am I still on with you?
You are.
You're exactly right, and it's Taiwan, India are on somebody's target list. The Chinese are already diverting the Brahmaputra River, which could cause millions of people to starve for their own selfish interests. There's an endless... Europeans and Americans better be willing to tighten their belts and really put in severe restrictions, turn down the temperature, you know, the thermostats or the air conditioning, live without this Russian oil. If we don't start really standing up to these guys... You know, this is the 30s all over again. If we don't stand up now, and I'm not suggesting we put troops on the ground, but we should be airdropping military supplies. I want to say one last thing. This guy, Klitschko, quickly. He was the world champion, heavyweight champion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is, I mean, we're talking about some incredible people that are out there. And it just, it really stirred something in my soul, Mike. Last night, and we've got the story up on our website, you had a bunch of Ukrainian border guards out on an island, a very strategic island, and the Russians announced to them, this is the Russian Navy, this is a Russian warship, you will surrender. And the Ukrainians, in their own language, told the Russians to go blank themselves. And then the Russians bombed them to smithereens. We understand that 13 heroes died, perished, but they stood their ground. And those are the kinds of people, and Mike, thanks for the call, those are the kinds of people that I want to stand alongside. You know, how many times have we engaged in another country's war and we ended up fighting that war for those people? That's not what's happening here. And if those people need guns, they need ammo, they need bombs to blow these Russians to the gates of hell, then I say, let's give them what they need if they're going to fight the good fight. That's what I say. 844-747-8868. We are opening up our phone lines live here at CPAC. Again, that number is 844-747-8868. Now, coming up, and you just have to sort of be fluid here at CPAC. You never know who's going to show up and who's just going to pull up and do a drive-by. So we're going to do our very best to bring as many of these great conservative leaders to you throughout the day. And, of course, you can also download our podcast. We will be featuring all of the interviews that we're doing, and you'll be able to listen to those at your leisure over at toddstarns.com. All right, coming up, more of your calls. Do you stand with the Ukrainian people? Should we be arming them? Should we be providing ammo? I draw the line at boots on the ground right now, but we better be watching out, folks. You folks in Poland, you better get ready because the fight's going to be coming to your door. Putin's not going to stop. This guy is a monster, a monster. 844-747-8868. As Uncle Sam walks by, that's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show, live from CPAC in Orlando, Florida. With the political pressure of the left and the woke mob that is the Democrat Party, our society has ultimately become controlled by the cancel culture elites. Since when have the founders of our Constitution, the American flag, Dr. Seuss, and many other things become anti-American? There's never been a better time in our nation's history to stand up against the woke mob and fight back. And you can do that with this exclusive offer I'm giving to my listeners for a limited time only. Now is your chance to win a signed photo by President Trump himself. That's right. Not only will you be taking a stand against the radical left, you'll be entering to win a piece of history. All you have to do is text the word photo to 55404 today to enter. That's photo to 55404. Join me in standing up for President Trump and canceling the radical left once and for all. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. And we are back here at CPAC 2022. I am Todd Starnes, and we are so excited to have you with us here in our Liberty University studios, I guess a mobile studio. We've got a lot going on today, a lot of great folks coming through, including our good friend from Getter.com. And if you don't follow us on Getter, you got to do that, at Todd Starnes. Kaylin Dorr is with us. Kaylin, good to have you. Good to have you at CPAC.
No, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Todd. I appreciate it.
No, because you're like a rock star. Now, you have the main stage presence. What did they give you? Theme music? Did tell us about that experience. That had been pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of those once in a lifetime things. You know, as a political operative, right, I got started, you know, my early 20s coming and taking candidates to CPAC and walking around. So it was really easy to get a little emotional in the middle of the speech there. I was telling them, I was like, definitely you're supposed to soak it in the beginning or at the end. You're not supposed to get a little emotional in the middle. You kind of look like a little pansy. But no, dude, it was really awesome. And the crowd is so receptive to our message here at Getter.
Were they throwing things at you on stage? You know, they do that, some like flowers and roses, other things.
There was a whole section of what, for,
I'm just kidding.
If my mom listens to this later, there's a whole section of women in the back row that were just screaming my name. So maybe I'll come back with somebody here.
You never know.
Make her proud.
Look, this is what CPAC, it's like our own, you know, Christian mingle or something. I don't know. I mean, you never know.
You can only hope.
Yeah. Poor Kaylin's like, what in God's name are we doing right now?
What kind of interview is this? I'm here for this.
Look, this is, it's sort of like, and we've been describing it as like a high school reunion, pep rally kind of a thing. What's been the vibe? What's been the mood when people hear that you're from Getter?
It's just absolutely incredible the number of people. To us, it's very humbling because a lot of people here have actually heard of Getter and are very excited. They want, you know, shout outs. They want to know how to be successful on the platform, because this is something that's really dawned on me since being here, right, Todd? A lot of these younger folks, this big tech censorship, all this cancel culture is all they've ever known. Like, think about it. Like, all they've ever known is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. They censor them to all hell. And they don't know what it's like to kind of be free. It's a matter of, like, opening everybody's eyes, right? So when you meet someone who's never seen this before and you get to explain to them, like, oh, no, you can bring your Twitter content over. Oh, at some point, you'll be able to post from Getter to Twitter. Oh, you know, we're launching a TikTok competitor where you'll be able to do all the crazy dances that I don't know how to do. But without fear of being algorithmed or canceled, they're just blown away that it's even possible. For so long, they've been telling us to go ahead and build it. We just went ahead and did it.
So it's fascinating because from an engagement standpoint, as stuff happening on Getter, you know, we've seen really good growth, you know, on our, you know, we've got about 115,000, a little over 200,000 people on the Getter platform, and we love it. And it's very easy to use. And I think you guys have really not just carved out a niche, but it really is a well-done social media platform.
Yeah, I'm over here fist bumping. That's really good to hear. I think for so long, we've settled for less than superior technology, and really our goal is to not only become the home for everybody's content elsewhere, right? So I mentioned our like TikTok competitor. Our live streaming is incredible. We get incredible numbers there. More people, Todd. I went live 2 weeks ago I tried to break the all-you-can-eat pancake record at IHOP live on stream. You know,
wait, what?
Yes. I didn't get very far. By the end of it, I was asking people to call a bomb threat into the IHOP so I could leave because I couldn't. I had to save face. You know what I mean? But more people saw me eat pancakes than have ever been to a Biden rally, Todd. 30,000 people watched me eat pancakes, man.
That's pretty impressive. Now, how many pancakes? What was the stopping point for you?
I mean, I got pretty close to 10. I just looked bad when Jason sat down in this IHOP and started taking fistful of pancake and just throwing them down his gullet, like in the middle of it.
You know what? You know how to do this. And this, I had to cover years ago at Fox. I had to cover the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Oh yeah.
And I was there with Joey Chestnut when
he's
he reclaimed
hero.
American greatness. What you do is he slams the hot dogs into a glass of water. And then slurps
them down.
Yeah, that's how you do it with the pancakes.
See, yeah, I made a big mistake. Well, I will say, I think Jason must have made a bet on the competition because he went to the back and told them to keep bringing pancakes out. And they mysteriously got bigger after he went to go talk to the cook. He said, this guy's going to break the freaking record. You got to get him some bigger pancakes. It's not how that works. I thought we were talking like silver dollars. You know what I mean?
Right, when we get finished, I'll give you my cardiologist.
There we go. So seriously.
Just to get a checkup there. Jeez. All right. Let's talk, and we've got to got to wrap things up here, but let's talk about the future of Getter. It is becoming a platform for people to talk about the big issues of the day, and I'm curious what they're saying about Ukraine.
Yeah, so far we're seeing a lot of folks, you know, they're not necessarily interested in participating in it, whatever's going on over there, and I think that's totally to be understood, right? As a lot of America First patriots have, you know, flooded the platform, that tends to be their point of view. But I think most importantly, what this, you know, catastrophe kind of illustrates is this is what happens when you have state-run media that controls everything. They're censoring stories and videos and things like that coming out of the Ukraine, and they're giving, you know, talking points to local news stations, things like that. It's really scary. I mean, we're not that far off from it. Think about how much of the mainstream media the left owns here in this country. We're not too far off from that here.
No, we're not. And that's one of the reasons why platforms like Getter are so vitally important. I mean, you're looking at now, let's just look at post-COVID, where you have information now coming out from places like the New York Times suggesting that a lot of the data and the research turned out to be suspect after all. And yet that information is being shut down on these other platforms, but not on Getter.
Well, you know what? I brought this up on stage yesterday, and I forget the name of the drug, but I read a Australian story about what they're doing to the Queen, right, to help her get past COVID. And there's a drug they're giving her, and when you look it up, literally the only ingredient is ivermectin.
And there's a photo on Getter of that. Someone took a picture of it, yeah. A screenshot. It was, there you go.
Yeah. All no, right. I mean, that would have gotten you canceled.
Kalen, good to have you with us. You are a media guru now. You are a world championship professional eater.
I mean, I've done the Todd Starnes show, so I think I can die a happy man here.
That's, well, I hope so. But don't die on us. And ladies, if you know how to make pancakes, that could be the way to this man's heart.
That's right. Go follow us on Getter. I'm at Kalen. If you're listening to this, send me a post with a selfie and some pancakes, okay?
Maybe some Bisquick.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, Kalen, good good having you with us. All right, folks, we got to take a quick break here from CPAC. 844-747-8868. Kalen Dorr, our great guest. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for folks like me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Now, Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time with any purchase, you also get Mike's soft cover book free when you use the promo code STARNS. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. Along with this offer, you're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS. if you make the switch, and I'm talking about Newsmax, you're going to find Eric Bolling every weekday afternoon. Eric is on Newsmax. He gives you the real news, the real score, and the real truth. Millions of people tuning in to Newsmax on cable, streaming their apps, looking for the really big news. Eric Bolling, The Balance, delivers it all. This week, he's exposing the hidden dangers of Biden's inflation to your investments, to your home, even your Social Security and Medicare. You can find Eric Bolling, The Balance, every weekday on Newsmax and discover why millions of cable viewers are making the switch to Newsmax TV, now the fourth highest rated cable news channel and the fastest growing news network in America. Newsmax on all major cable systems. You can also download the Newsmax app on your phone. It is free and you can start watching right now. Make the switch to Newsmax today. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. We are honored to have you folks with us as we broadcast from CPAC 2022. President Trump is going to be speaking. We've got yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis welcomed folks to his great state, and we're going to be broadcasting tomorrow, or rather, we're going to be on the main stage tomorrow, hosting a panel with Congressman Matt Gaetz and Sebastian Gorka. So we hope to see you there. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And the question is whether or not we should be involved in the conflict between the Russians and the Ukrainians. And this is a matter of discussion that's being had here at CPAC, here on social media platforms like Getter. You just heard our friends from Getter talking about how this is the big issue and the big question. Exactly how involved should we be? Meanwhile, we're hearing incredible reports of defiance in the streets of Ukraine. The president of Ukraine saying, "We are defending our nation." And as I was watching some of the reports coming out last night, I could not help but imagine what it must have been like to be a person who was living at the time of the American Revolution, where Americans were standing up and fighting the British in the streets. Imagine being a part of that great Tea Party movement back in the early days of this great nation. Imagine what that must have been like. And I suspect we're seeing some of that unfolding in the streets and the cities of Ukraine. As a matter of fact, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and this is coming from our friends at Fox News, posted a video on Twitter Friday night showing that he was still in the nation's capital. Friday night there is about lunchtime or so here. So he is still there. He has not evacuated. There have been some concerns that he should, in fact, be evacuated and that the government should be operating in exile. But that is not the case. And again, that just tells me that the Ukrainian people are they're prideful. They love their country, and they don't want to leave. They don't want the Russians to win the day. He pointed out that men with him and their positions, all armed, noting they are leaders and ministers in the government, and no one in leadership in Ukraine, in the Ukrainian government, no one has fled the capital city. Quote, "We are all here," Zelensky says in the video posted on Twitter. "We are in Kiev. We are defending Ukraine." He said that early Friday, Russia had designated him target number one, his family number two, and he warned that Russian forces intend to decapitate the government. Meanwhile, there are reports over at Fox News that Tucker Carlson has softened his position and has backed off of his what some people are calling pro-Russia position. As a matter of fact, Mediaite reporting that Tucker Carlson now placing some of the blame on Putin for the... Look, Putin deserves all the blame. I mean, we know the guy is a murderous thug and a monster. We get that. But man, are they coming after Tucker Carlson. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Al in Arkansas. Welcome to the program, Al. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I want you to know we love you over here in Arkansas. But I've got a direct answer to your question, and it comes from a little bit of experience. It is not a question of whether we have to do something there. We do have to do something, and I'll tell you why. I worked with NATO at one time. I worked with the nuclear missile system in Europe. And I can tell you, NATO is nothing but a shell army. It's hollow. There's not anything there. Putin knows it. But the bigger issue is this. China is looking exactly what's happening. And they are seeing that we're doing absolutely nothing. They are, as we speak, they are flying planes over Taiwan. Taiwan produces about 65% of the microchips in the world. If Taiwan goes, we won't be able to make anything in this country. And that means cars, trucks, automobiles, planes, you name it. So this is a major deal. What we've done in Arkansas is that we have started a movement to recall the president through the 28th Amendment. And it's not just to recall the president, but it's to recall the vice president and do exactly what they had in California, you know, where they recalled, what, three school board members out there. And the 28th Amendment would give the state the right to call for a real recall election at the same time, simultaneously, to have an election in this country. We can't make it three more years with this guy. We won't make it one more year with this guy. We will be in a full-fledged world war as long as Biden is there. So we started the organization. We're going to try to get Arkansas to be the first state to pass it. Then after that, we have to get 37 other states. So there is a group called recallnow.us, and it's active, and we're working right now trying to get it through the Arkansas legislature.
Well, Al, good for you. And look, it's hard for people to understand. We're only barely a year and a half into this guy's administration. I mean, we've lost Afghanistan. Ukraine is gone. I mean, let me caveat that. If the Ukrainian people continue to fight as they're fighting, Russia is going to have a problem here. They originally thought they were just going to be able to sweep into the country, and that is not happening. There are problems with some of the Russian troop movements that have been stopped because Ukraine and their military is fighting back here. So there is a glimmer of good news there.
Well, there is resistance, and I'm glad that there is. But if you look at the Russian army compared to what Ukraine has, it's a no-brainer. But the worst thing is, and we all know this, this is a test, and he's seen this is a replay of what Hitler did in the 1930s. He took Austria, he took Czechoslovakia, nothing happened. He has eyes on Poland the entire time and the rest of Europe. It's if nothing is done, and that's why I'm saying we have to do something. Okay, and no one wants war. But you better nip it when it starts, or it's just going to get worse. And you've said it correctly. We know what Putin is. He's a monster. Okay, he's KGB. It's never changed. And they've actually, if you look back, even in 2018, they were getting rid of the United States assets. All right, they were getting them selling all of our bonds, everything like that. They were preparing what they needed. Was a very weak, incompetent leader.
Absolutely. And let me jump in here. Alan, I appreciate the call. We're running tight for a break here. You know, the other big problem here is the United States is still reliant upon Russia for a good amount of the oil. So we've got a big problem on our hands, and it started when he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. And it just keeps going and going and going. So look, Al, appreciate the call. And I am curious to know how gas prices are looking in your communities. Heard a report, I know in Memphis, Tennessee, gas prices jumped 10 cents overnight. Parts of California seeing reports of gasoline well over $6 a gallon. And it's not just gas prices. You are going to see your utility bills go up. As a result of that, you're going to see prices going up all over the place. So when you throw in Bidenflation on top of everything else, we got a big problem on our hands, America. All right, give us an update. What's happening in your communities with those rising gas prices? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We are broadcasting live from CPAC in Orlando, Florida. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. With the political pressure of the left and the woke mob that is the Democrat Party, our society has ultimately become controlled by the cancel culture elites. Since when have the founders of our Constitution, the American flag, Dr. Seuss, and many other things become anti-American? There's never been a better time in our nation's history to stand up against the woke mob and fight back. And you can do that with this exclusive offer I'm giving to my listeners for a limited time only. Now is your chance to win a signed photo by President Trump himself. That's right, not only will you be taking a stand against the radical left, you'll be entering to win a piece of history. All you have to do is text the word PHOTO to 55404 today to enter. That's PHOTO to 55404. Join me in standing up for President Trump and canceling the radical left once and for all. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Broadcasting live from CPAC, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh yeah!
All right, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are so happy to have you with us today as we're broadcasting from CPAC 2022 in Orlando, Florida. And it is a who's who, a cavalcade of conservatives that are dropping by, hanging out with us today. Tomorrow, I'll be on the main stage and speaking, and then later leading a panel discussion with our good buddy Sebastian Gorka and Congressman Matt Gaetz. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling, 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstearns.com, and all of the interviews we do, you'll be able to download on the podcast a little bit later on. Just a few moments ago, saw some amazing images coming out of Ukraine where you have elderly women, grandmothers, that are wielding firearms to take on the invading Russian horde. I want to welcome to the studio a good friend of this program. He is chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania. Congressman, first of all, welcome to the program.
Well, great to see you, Todd, and great to be here.
Good to see you as well. You know, it has to be heartwarming and encouraging to see so many people in Ukraine that they want to fight for their freedom. They don't want us coming in and fighting for them. They're fighting for their freedom.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that they have to endure it, but it is, I think, a testimony to people that want to govern themselves, that cherish freedom and are willing to fight for it, and how much we take it for granted in this country. And I think that while Putin may have miscalculated here, look, he might be able to run over the country with tanks and armored personnel carriers, attack helicopters, and so on and so forth, and occupy it. But he's going to be occupying a population that doesn't want them there and is going to continue to fight every single day.
And I, you know, again, when the debate being had in Congress and on social media is the American involvement. What role should we have, if any, in what's happening there?
Well, of course, NATO's nothing without us. But the first thing we can do and should have done, it's important, Todd, to talk about how we got here. energy independence, energy dominance. When Vladimir Putin, who runs his economy on 40-50% of his oil, when the price goes up, he's flush with cash. When you're flush with cash, you go on vacation. Apparently, he's taking his in Ukraine with his army there. If that weren't the case, if President Biden had reversed the policies of the Trump administration, we'd still be adding 3 million barrels of oil to the international market every single day, keeping the price low, not only for American citizens who have to go and buy gas at the pump to get to work, but across the globe, which disallows people like despots like Vladimir Putin to afford their excursions into other countries.
To that point, the I was reading a report yesterday where apparently we are still purchasing oil, gas from the Russians. Yeah. Is that accurate?
About a million a day, yeah, from the Russians. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Why in the world would we put ourselves in that position as a country to rely on the Russians?
Oftentimes, administration politicians try and tell you this is complicated and you wouldn't understand. It's not complicated, Todd. Here's what you don't do. You don't buy, you don't sanction people for doing the wrong thing or countries from doing the wrong thing at the same time you're filling their coffers with your money. It's obviously just absolutely ludicrous. And we shouldn't be purchasing Russian oil. But the reason we have to is because we won't use our own. And that's all policy driven right by the Biden administration.
Now, I love studying history and going back to the 1970s, 1980s, when the Russians invaded Afghanistan and they thought it was going to be a walk in the park. And it turned out to be a complete and utter debacle. One of the reasons why is that there was an American involvement. I think this is really a great, maybe an outline or of how we should be involved in Ukraine, where we supplied the Afghanis with the tools they needed to fight the Russians. We gave them the weapons needed to blow those helicopters out of the sky, which was all part of this effort from Ronald Reagan. And I think Charlie Wilson's War. It was a great movie made about that.
Yeah, look, I'm a conservative, so I think that they ought to be armed with the things they need to repel the Russian invasions, and we should sell them to them, and NATO
Agreed.
Should buy them. And that's where NATO can be strong. You know, Vladimir Putin has used this straw man as NATO as the reason for his unwarranted advance into an innocent country. NATO hasn't done anything meaningful in your lifetime or mine, and so this is their opportunity. We should sell NATO the weapons, and they should be used to repel Vladimir Putin and the Russian army out of all of Ukraine.
Except not pay their bills and not pay their fair share, which is what Trump actually got them to do.
That's exactly right. And we need to highlight that fact. And thank goodness he did, or they'd even be in worse shape than they are right now. So this is the time for NATO to step up. This is in Europe's backyard. And we're happy to be helpful in that regard.
Yep.
But this is their work.
Midterm elections
coming up.
We're going to be looking at astronomical prices, Biden inflation, and Lord knows what's going to happen with the price of gasoline between now and the midterm elections. How are things looking for Republicans?
Things are looking better, but I got to tell you, every single day we keep on losing in these redistricting fights to the left, and we just haven't been up to the task. We've got activist and leftist state courts that keep on. Look, I live in Pennsylvania. They just accepted the Mark Elias map in a nonpartisan fashion. And if people don't know who Mark Elias is, he's the Democrats' number one super election attorney. I guarantee you, the map is as partisan as it can be, and so we, you know, on policy, Republicans are going to do well because most people identify with the things that we stand for, and they're sick of the socialism. They're certainly sick of the inflation and the high prices and the humiliation on the world stage. But if the districts are drawn by leftists, it's hard to root them out of there, and that's the problem we're going to have.
And I got to brag on my home state of Tennessee. Republicans there—they crushed it on the redistricting, and that's what it's going to take. I mean, this is a fight, and you can't be out there and try to appease the other side. You got to take what you can take.
Yeah, that's so true, Todd. I mean, people oftentimes say they say it to every Republican. When will you work across the aisle, and when will you be bipartisan? And by the way, Todd, you never hear that asked of Democrats. But I tell people the Democrat Party is not the party of John F. Kennedy at all. When you have to make deals with AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Mundaire Jones, we're talking of true blue socialist. I mean, when you're trying to make a deal with Bernie Sanders, there's no middle ground. You're talking about someone who loves the country versus someone who hates the country. And so how do you find middle ground in that territory?
Well said. All right, Congressman, it is great having you on the program. As always, good to see you.
Good to see you, Todd.
And we'll hopefully see you up in Washington soon.
Well, you're going to knock him dead tomorrow, and we can't wait.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right.
We got a few things to say about that patron saint of Wuhan.
I'm sure you do.
All right, Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, one of many great conservative leaders here in Orlando. Folks, we are going to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we also have some great resources available for you over on our website. Those of you who may not be aware, we have now launched on Truth Social at Todd Starnes. I know many of you are still waiting to get on, but those of you who have already managed to get on board Truth Social, you can follow us at Todd Starnes. We're verified, and we would love to start a conversation with you there. All right, we'll be right back from Orlando. Hello, everybody. Good to have you back with us. By the way, 7,000 U.S. troops have been deployed to Germany, or maybe on the way. Just a heads up on that. There's also a report that three months ago, the United States met secretly with the Chinese, warning that an invasion of Ukraine was going to happen, and they were hoping the Chinese might be able to help him out. Stunning. The incompetency of this administration is just beyond outrageous. And it's going to get us involved in a world war if we're not careful. Interesting story out of the New York Post. Michael Goodwin is the author of this column. And I've got to read this story to you. Michael Goodwin, interviewing President Trump a few days ago, it was on President's Day, actually. And the president told him a story about why Putin did not invade Ukraine on his watch. Michael Goodwin asked him a question. Did he think Joe Biden's presidency would be as bad as it is? And Trump says if you took the worst five presidencies together, it would not equal what's happening to this country today. And Trump said, I never thought anything like this could happen to us. And he's talking about the border, the open border, talking about Bidenflation, talking about the rising energy prices. And by the way, very curious to know if you've started to see prices increase in your area. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So anyway, Trump goes on to talk about a meeting he had with Vladimir Putin. And it's, before I get to that, he also very upset with NATO, not a big fan of NATO. And so he drew a contrast between himself and Biden. He told a couple of stories. NATO was not paying their fair share, the agreed upon fair share of the common defense, including Germany and especially Germany. So President Trump sent Angela Merkel, the chancellor of Germany, a white flag in the mail. And she said, what's this? Well, actually, she probably said, the vault is this. And Trump says, it's a flag of surrender, so you don't have to go out and buy a new one. He also recounted a meeting he had in Brussels with all 28 NATO members, where he started pushing for more payments. And the Austrian leader asked whether the United States would still defend NATO countries if a Russian attack occurred if they didn't pay up. And Trump said, no, we're not going to offend you. You people are on your own. So then Trump goes on to tell a story about Vlad Putin. Now, keep in mind, the mainstream media, they want you to believe that Putin and Trump are thick as thieves. But that's not the case. Trump respects him as a leader, respects him for being decisive, respects him for a lot of things, but he doesn't endorse what Putin is doing or who Putin is. So Trump said that when Putin seized land from Georgia, and then when he seized land from Crimea, when Obama was president, Trump issued Putin a warning. And here's what Trump said. If you move against Ukraine while I am president, I'll hit Moscow. That's brilliant, but that's what Trump said. You touch Ukraine, we're going to blow up Moscow. Putin said, no way. And Trump says, in response to that, all those beautiful golden turrets will be blown up. Now, that's how you deal with people like Vladimir Putin. Because Putin thought, well, there's no way he's going to blow up Moscow. But then Putin thought to himself, but maybe there is. And so guess what happened? Nobody invaded anything under Trump's watch. And that's how you have to deal with these people. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Grace Baker is here, and Grace, you've been busy.
I've been very busy.
Is it safe to say everyone here has wanted to come on the show today?
Yes. I have a mountain of business cards sitting by me right now.
Is that right? So you're talking like dozens and dozens, and people
yes.
have been coming by, and they're like, oh, can you put me on the show?
Yes, and I'm like, man, we are booked from head to toe today.
I love it. You're the gatekeeper of the program.
I am. I'm also like your bodyguard. I've got my heels on today, so you know I mean business.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you do mean business.
6'2" right now, I think.
So I'm curious. This is your first CPAC.
Yes.
What's been your impression so far? What stood out?
I think I love the enthusiasm of everybody. Because right now with the news being honestly just downright depressing and so stressful, seeing people who clearly, I mean, it's happy people around here. You know, they're not depressed. They're not complaining. They're looking for solutions. They're excited about the future, and it's nice to see.
A lot of people wearing the flag.
Yes, patriotism.
Yeah, it is patriotism. I almost stood up as one guy walked by. He was a big fellow. You got all the stripes and the stars on.
Yep, all the stars.
And a dog. Some lady was driving, did a drive-by, and they had like one of those metrosexual purse dogs.
Yes.
They're in the front seat of the mobile scooter.
Yeah, the little chihuahua was just licking around. Just enjoying the ride.
And did you see somebody had a looks like a teddy bear?
Yes, a Trump teddy bear. And I think I've seen commercials for those things. I mean, this imagine like a giant teddy bear with Trump's hair.
Oh.
And, you know, little stars.
It's a little off putting. And of course,
so
Kyle
weird.
Kyle is sort of, you know, he's the engineer behind
yes.
the scenes guy. But Kyle, so I understand you went to hang out with the young Republicans last night. They had a big shindig. How was that?
Yes, it was great. We got to see everybody there. We had Grace, too. Dalton was there. It was a great time. We had a good time.
Yeah, I got to meet some new people.
And then Kyle was like, I don't care what happens. I've got to meet Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota.
He made his dreams come true today.
Some say I have a little bit of a crush on Kristi Noem.
So there was distance, and there's Hogan Gidley making eyes at us right now, by the way, walking by. But Governor Kristi Noem did a great job, but it was all about, Kyle was like, I got to get a picture with Kristi Noem. So we're going to put that up on the Instagram. Can we do that, Grace?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say she's the second most attractive person in politics.
Oh, second. Well, who's number one?
Mitch McConnell.
Get out of here.
Go sit in the corner, Kyle.
Go sit in the corner, Kyle. Jeez, Alou. Oh, my goodness. All that to say, you know, the team's having a great time. We met some folks from Memphis,
yes.
Tennessee, and we told, and honestly, if you are here, it doesn't matter where you're from, drop by, say hello. We're at booth 9, and we'd love to say hello to you and maybe do a selfie or something like that.
Always nice to meet our listeners.
It is always nice to meet listeners, and especially the hometown crew.
Yes, and it's funny to, you know, connect. I hear some of your voices, you know, as I'm call screening and then to meet you in person and shake your hand and say, hey, you know, it's nice to meet Mark from Memphis. It's fun.
Exactly. All right. So we have Grace Baker here, Kyle Rossiter, the whole team, and the group back in Memphis at headquarters making all of this happen. And we're just excited that you guys have joined us today for our inaugural coverage of what's happening here at CPAC. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to be weighing in on the president's pick for the Supreme Court, the president making that news today, not picking the best person for the job. He just wanted the person with the right skin color and the right reproductive organs for the job. That's what Joe Biden wanted. So we're going to get into that just a little bit later on today as well. Tomorrow, we'll be speaking here at CPAC, Sebastian Gorka. And by the way, Sebastian's going to drop by the show. We did a pre-taped interview with him. And let me just say, that was very interesting. And we'll be playing that audio a little bit later on. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here. Stick around. More great guests. Governor Scott Walker coming up. Also friends with AMAC and Patriot Mobile as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show live from Orlando, Florida. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are broadcasting live from CPAC 2022, beautiful Orlando, Florida. You know, it was 28 degrees when I left Memphis, Tennessee yesterday. Hit the ground here in Orlando, 80 degrees, and it is absolutely beautiful weather down here. Great, great crowd of conservatives. And we're very honored to have one of our newest sponsors. And I'm just so excited because I'm proud to be an AMAC member now. And we have the CEO of AMAC with us, Rebecca Weber. Rebecca, how are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you, Todd.
Okay, and I have to compliment you on the eyewear. That's pretty snazzy.
Thank you. I've got to use them now. I'm over 50.
Well, I hit 50 4 years ago, and it was interesting. New glasses, and for some reason, I really enjoyed taking naps in the afternoon now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You got to
take advantage.
Got to take advantage of it. You know, Rebecca, before we get to the great work that AMAC is doing, I want to get your impression of the crowd here at CPAC and the enthusiasm that you're seeing.
It is wonderful. We've had an opportunity to sit with a number of people, and you know, we love our country. We love the values that we're founded on, and that's really what CPAC is all about, gathering conservatives and talking about the issues that make this country great.
No, I think that's an important thing, and to see so many people that are excited. It is a difficult time in this country right now. The economy's giving us great grief. We're looking at Bidenflation, and here we are. People have smiles on their faces, and I see hope. And I think that's something that you guys at AMAC are all about as well. Hope for America and hope for America's seniors.
That's right. Courage, not fear. We're encouraging people to remain optimistic and be courageous. When one person is brave, when one person speaks out, it rallies a lot of other people to do the same.
AMAC.us/Todd, ladies and gentlemen, is the landing page, and I would encourage you to go and check out all the great things that they have for you there. The Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC, that's AMAC.us/Todd. Rebecca, let's talk about the work that AMAC is doing there in the nation's capital.
Thank you. We are very, very active on Capitol Hill, and the activities that we participate in also includes that of AMAC members. We've got AMAC members in all 50 states. We're over 2.4 million members strong, and for average ordinary Americans that want to make a difference and want their voice to be heard, you can participate in our calls to action visiting amacaction.org, but it is wonderful to see the amazing work that we're doing not only on the national level, Todd, but on the state level.
And let's talk about the state level. What are some of the things that are happening, you know, in people's individual states?
Great question. We poll our members. We take our marching orders from our membership. In 2021, our members said that they wanted AMAC to remain focused on election integrity. And so that is something that we're doing at the state level, working in states like Florida, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and we've had some tremendous, Kentucky as well. We've seen some really good measures put in place to help reduce voter fraud and make sure that our elections remain free and clear. Interestingly, too, our members who are mainly over the age of 50, anyone can join, but we offer steep discounts and benefits to those 50 and older. These AMAC members are saying, Todd, that they care so deeply about the future generations of America, and critical race theory is something that they want us to focus on. So we've been educating the public on what that is, what it's all about, and how to push back against that terrible racist teaching.
You see, I think this is phenomenal. And that, again, gives people, you know, you're not only getting a great discount at a restaurant or the movie theater, but your money, your dues, that money is going to fight for causes that you care about and to fight for things that are quite frankly contrary to the principles of our founding fathers.
That is exactly right. So not only are you getting a voice in Washington where we're advocating on your behalf, and believe me, our muscle is getting bigger and bigger, the other organization has over 30 million members. We need more members so that we can amplify our voice. But in addition to the advocacy, you get a print publication of the AMAC magazine with articles and news and information you won't receive anywhere else. And I encourage folks to download our news app. We've invested heavily in our news and opinion analysis division so that we can get the truth out to the American people.
I think that is vitally important. As the good book tells us, the truth will set us free. And that's what you guys are doing there at AMAC. And folks, if you want to join the fight to stop CRT, if you want to support efforts to make sure we have fair elections in this country, you're going to want to check out amac.us/Todd. That's amac.us/Todd. And again, Rebecca, it's for anybody. So anybody can join, but the discounts are for folks 50 and older.
That's right. And because of all of the wonderful services that we've assembled for Americans, why buy from an organization or access discounts from an organization that doesn't represent your values? Check out AMAC. You'll find a plethora of discounts and savings.
Can we talk about the discount, like the restaurants? So, you know, you have restaurants that offer discounts. I was going over the list. We've got to get some barbecue joints in Memphis on the list.
That would be great. Our members are asking for more discounts at dineries and eat-outs and that kind of thing. So the more we work hard each and every day, we're very picky about who we work with. We want to make sure that you are getting a real discount with a strong partner.
Yeah, if I could volunteer, I would volunteer to help. I'll help track down those restaurants, Rebecca. I'll be all over
all
there.
All right. That'd be great.
This is exciting to have you guys here. I know that y'all have been at CPAC, many CPACs in the past, but we're excited to introduce the great stuff, you know, that you guys are doing to our audience.
Oh, that's great. This is a wonderful opportunity, and this is where it's all happening, right here at CPAC. So many wonderful people. We're excited to spread the word, and we're encouraging people to let people know there's a place that you can go. There's something you can do right from your home. $16 a year, you become part of the conservative movement.
And the magazine is awesome, by the way. So
Thank you.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Folks, again, if you would like information, all you need to do is go to amac.us/Todd. You're going to be helping us fight back against CRT. You're going to be helping to support voter integrity. amac.us/Todd. We're going to take a quick break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Live from CPAC in Orlando, this is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Let's go right to the phones. We have Steve in Arkansas. All right, Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I've been, like everybody else, about 2 days now, I've been watching the Ukraine stuff. It dawned on me this morning that everybody's trying to come up with a motivation for Putin to do this. I mean, they're all kind of reasons. The one I haven't heard, for the last 2 years, Putin has sat there and watched the leadership of the whole Western world act like little COVID tyrants. Why do you not think that that has emboldened him to think, hey, the Western world, they finally caught on. They finally understand what we know and China knows. Tyranny is a pretty good way to do things.
Steve, when you have little TikTok stars, prancing through the White House wearing high heels, when you've got your military more engaged in discussions about pronouns than learning how to fight and kill the enemy, you better believe that Putin and Xi and all of the dictators are going to take full advantage of that. They know very well what most of us know is that we are not prepared right now to fight a war. We're just not. And that's because Biden, just like Barack Obama before him, they've turned our military into a social engineering petri dish. And that's what's going on.
And anybody that can't see the parallels between the way Putin has treated the Ukraine and the way these other Western governments have treated their people that wouldn't fall in line with their COVID medications, you just got blinded by it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The Western
leaders are baby tyrants. Putin's just showing you what an adult tyrant looks like.
Yes, sir. And everybody, I just can't believe he would do that. He just said he was going to go in a little bit. What was it the Biden administration called it? A minor intrusion. That's what they said, right? A minor intrusion. Well, what they don't seem to understand is this guy is hardcore, and he's taken it all, and he's not going to stop with Ukraine. Steve, got to run. Thanks for the call. Want to welcome to our studios here at CPAC 2022 a good friend of this program. He is running for Congress in the great state of New Jersey, and he is a Army veteran, decorated Army veteran, retired law enforcement officer, our good friend Mike Blasey. Mike, good to see you.
Good to see you again, Mr. Starnes.
So you've been walking the hallways of CPAC. I'm curious what you are hearing. What are the conversations that are being had?
Well, I think people are realizing that we are the majority, not the minority. More and more people are expressing their patriotism and their conservatism and their love for democracy. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness seems to be the theme.
Absolutely. And at the same time, I think we're also hearing people trying to figure out, okay, what do we do with Ukraine? What should the involvement there be? And I saw you shaking your head when I was talking about what Biden has done to the military.
Well, Biden's a joke, first of all. Under Trump, this never would have happened. The fact that him funding their pipeline is actually funding the Russia into this war. He said this morning that his attempt at democracy just failed, and that's what President Biden is, a failure.
Again, Mike Blasey here with us at CPAC in Orlando. Mike, the 4th Congressional District there in New Jersey, pretty conservative area, I think, and really South Jersey as well, very conservative. I think a lot of people who live in the southern states would find themselves very comfortable living in that part of the country.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very Trump-centric district. We are a plus 28 with the Cooks numbers, which means we are definitely Trump country, Trump people, and conservative.
What's it like there? Gas prices on the rise. Tell us a little bit about the economy there.
Well, when Donald Trump was president, I was paying $2.40 a gallon. Now it's almost $4 a gallon. People are upset over this. We were energy independent 2 years ago. Now we're paying some of the highest taxes in years.
Well, no doubt about it, and that's one of the reasons why we need a conservative majority in Congress.
And that's why we're cleaning house, Mr. Starnes.
Well, I love it. Mike, where can people go if they want to get more information about your campaign?
Well, I appreciate it. My name is Mike Blasey. It's Mike Blasey, Mike, B-L-A-S-I, for Congress.com. And as always, a pleasure. You're one of my favorite interviewers.
Well, you're kind to say that, Mike, and we're a big fan of yours. We love the good people of New Jersey. You know, you guys get a bad rap. I don't know what that is, you know, but people love to
New Jersey is a wonderful state.
It is. The Garden State. You got the great beaches, the Jersey Shore.
Restaurants.
And you got the diners, I'm very impressed with the diners you guys have, and the sandwiches and the whatnot, and of course you got the Sopranos and all that kind of stuff.
If you ever come down to New Jersey, I will take you out some great food.
All right, I'm all over that. All right, Mike, good luck to
you. Thank you. God bless you, Tom.
And God bless you, Mike Blasey. Everybody, he is running for Congress as a Republican in the state of New Jersey. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, now more than ever, it is so important that we support companies that share our values. We've been talking about this for a long time now on this program. As a matter of fact, we just had Rebecca Weber on from AMAC. They're a conservative organization fighting for us in Washington, D.C. Well, this is why we support Patriot Mobile, and our good buddy Glenn Story is going to be here in just a little while. Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative Christian wireless carrier. They share our beliefs. They're fighting for our causes. Patriot Mobile has incredible nationwide coverage, and they've got plans to fit just about any budget, along with great discounts if you're a veteran or first responder. By the way, if you use my promo code, that would be Todd, promo code Todd, you are going to get a great discount, and they're going to hook you up with free Premier activation. All you need to do is go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. And do not forget, got to use that promo code, Todd. All right, Grace, where is Grace Baker? Grace Baker! Oh, hello, Grace. It's hard to find people here in the...
Yeah, and I keep running off, don't I?
So this story has absolutely nothing to do with what's happening at CPAC, but I thought I would get your take on it.
Now, this is a blind reaction because I have no idea what you're about to tell
me. So when you were a kid growing up,
yes.
Did you do the whole VeggieTales thing?
Yeah.
So you're like the Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, of course.
Where is my hairbrush?
Okay, for real, you know the movie Jonah they did? I thought... until I was like probably 12 or 13, that, you know, when Jonah went to, I'm blanking.
Nineveh,
thank you. I thought they really threw fish at each other. I thought that's what they did that was so bad.
What?
I was so innocent. I thought, oh, Nineveh, they just threw fish at each other. That's mean. It's a lot worse than that, but, you know, that's what I thought. I loved VeggieTales. I watched it all.
So just about everybody that I know in the church community grew up on VeggieTales.
I mean... You know, Where's My Hairbrush? All those good songs.
Aware, 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 aware is my hairbrush.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or everybody's
There's
got...
a water buffalo.
A water buffalo.
Yours is fast and mine is slow.
Everybody's got a water buffalo. Anyway.
Yes.
So VeggieTales has now jumped into the culture war. And this happened during a Reliant K concert. Reliant K is a Christian rock band.
I love Reliant K.
Well, they've gone full blown woke.
Wait, what?
And one of their one of the opening acts now is a butch lesbian singer. Who? Well, thank you, sir. We got fans just walking by.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. It's a lot of fun. So some butch lesbian, and she's the opening act, and she was the other day at a concert. She her name is Grace Baldridge. Her stage name
Never
is
heard.
Similar.
Never heard of her.
And she was the opening. She opened for Reliant K in Milwaukee, and she claimed VeggieTales, Bob and Larry, were homosexual lovers.
No.
She claimed that there was something freaky going on in the crisper.
Or in the fridge.
Well, that's where the crisper is, in the fridge. That's where you put your vegetables. So, yeah. So she says that Bob and Larry are gay. That's what she said. Fight me. I don't mean to start this, but I have, and it's a hill I will die on or I will tweet about.
I don't mean to start this. Meanwhile, I'm going out of my way to start this. Okay, lady.
So anyway, the creator of VeggieTales is now coming out, and he's not coming out that way.
Okay.
Let me rephrase that. So the creator of VeggieTales responded that no, Bob and Larry are not homosexual lovers. They're in fact just friends, as friends could be.
Okay.
And so anyway, she said, and she's fighting back, saying, "Let the cartoon vegetables be gay." So now there's a movement afoot to make Bob and Larry gay.
How old is this woman? If this is how she spends her time,
I don't know. I
have a lot of questions.
So I've been thinking about this, and it just seems to me, look, I'm glad to hear that the founder, Phil Vischer, says that the vegetables are going to be straight.
I was really sweating over that at night.
However, there is a scandal here, and the bigger scandal is that Bob is technically a fruit, not a vegetable.
That is a great point. And why is he on a show called VeggieTales?
Unless He self-identifies as a vegetable.
I was going to say, because you have Madame Blueberry.
She could be a lesbian.
I don't know why that came to my mind as homosexual.
Non-binary. Kumquat.
Kumquat.
Okay. I'm going to think about this. So there you go, folks. Bob and Larry, officially heterosexual. For all your raspberries out there.
That was keeping me up at night.
There you go. What about Bert and Ernie?
Well, the jury's still out on
them. Does make you think. All right. We'll be right back, folks. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show live from CPAC.
Live from CPAC, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
All right, hello everybody, welcome to Hour 3 of The Big Show. We are broadcasting live from CPAC in Orlando, Florida. Hope you guys are doing great wherever you might be, and we've got some great guests coming up. The guy who's behind all of this, Matt Schlapp, is going to drop by in just a little while, and we're looking forward to talking with Matt. There are currently clashes underway in the capital city of Kiev in Ukraine. Russian forces are finding out that the Ukrainian people are willing to fight for their freedom, and they're willing to put it all on the line. I got to tell you, I respect that, and you should too. The question is, what level of involvement should the United States have in this conflict? And we're going to take your calls on that this hour, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to the phones right away. We've got some callers that want to weigh in. Let's go to the great state of Texas. Harry on the line. Harry, what's on your mind?
Well, God, thank you for taking my call. I know y'all been down there. But I have a question. When the Soviet Union fell, Ukraine had a bunch of missiles in their country. And didn't President Reagan sign an agreement with them to disarm those missiles, that we would always come in and help protect them?
You know, I'll have to check on that, Harry. I'm not quite sure of that. Go ahead.
There was a name to the agreement, but I can't remember what the name was.
Well, that was a little before my time. I will say this, and Harry, here's my take on it. If we've got an agreement with Ukraine to do X, Y, or Z, then you know what? We do X, Y, or Z. Because that's what I think we've got to live up to our obligations. But if we don't, then, you know, that's another story. And I think the bigger issue here is whether or not the United States should put boots on the ground to root out the invading Russians. That's the big question that people are debating. And if I'm reading Biden's language here, Harry, I think he's going to be willing to put American troops in harm's way when push comes to shove.
But if President Reagan did sign an agreement with them, then that would change my whole prerogative on the situation.
Yeah. I agree with you on that, and I see where that would be an issue. All right, Harry, God bless you, sir. Great question, and we'll look into that. I'm assuming that if in fact that was still a legitimate agreement, that the Biden administration would be using that as the impetus to put troops in Ukraine. All right, 844-747-8868. On that note, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a good buddy of ours from Salem, has weighed in on this. You know what? We're going to hold off on that interview, and we're waiting for Matt Schlapp to drop by. So let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Tom is on the line. Tom, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Well, Todd, great show as usual. I hope you're having a good day there at CPAC. Now, my understanding about Ukraine, the United States, and Russia was when Ukraine gave up their nukes, which was part of the agreement, they gave them over to Russia in exchange for Russian recognition of their borders and their sovereignty as an independent nation, and we were part of that agreement. So to me, that if that's not being upheld, obviously Russia has violated it, but what's our role now, because we are signatories, whatever, to that agreement. We certainly have some responsibility to do everything possible to uphold that. I'm not saying go to war, but we need to be, you know, there needs to be lines in the sand. We need to be doing everything short of war to honor that agreement that we promised the Ukrainians we would.
So, Tom, I go back to the 1980s when Russia invaded Afghanistan and the United States stepped in after much, much delay. The United States stepped in and they started funding the Afghans. And that's the reason why they were able to eventually drive the Russians out of their country.
Right, right. And, you know, maybe that's what we need to be doing now. But, I mean, I don't know if it's too little too late with Joe Obama in office. You know, the protege and the puppet of his previous boss.
Yeah, it's a great point and a great question. But if there is going to be a way to do that, I think that's how you do it, is you give you don't give them, but you sell them whatever they need to fight the Russians. And if that means, you know, the Russians have air superiority, get those surface-to-air missiles and sell them to the Ukrainians, get NATO to pick up the bill, and you know what? You're going to level the playing field a little bit. I'm telling you, these Ukrainians, they are fighting for their freedom, and they're not going to go down easy. I've seen photographs of women, at least in their late 70s, early 80s, that are packing heat, and they're ready to take out some Ruskies. They're ready to take out the commies.
Yeah, well, at that point, you've lived free for 30 years, and what the heck else are you going to do at that age? So I applaud those ladies.
I do, too. They know, because they know what's about to happen. They live that life, and they know, and it is not a pretty picture. So, Tom, thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to our CPAC coverage. Let's go to Boston. Connor on the line wants to weigh in on Russia. Hey, Connor, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I'm very jealous you guys are at CPAC, and I'm not. I mean, that's always a great time. But, Todd, I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to Russia right now, I think both the American people and the world community are just disgusted by what they're witnessing, by the bug that they call a president, Vladimir Putin. This never would have gotten to this point under the previous administration, under President Trump. But because we have a weak puppet in the White House right now, who they know will not fight back, he's just emboldened. And you can thank no one else for this but than the Biden administration. And you got to just, God bless those patriots over there in the Ukraine for fighting and defending their borders. Just God bless them and give them whatever they need to fend off this thug, Vladimir Putin. It's unbelievable.
Well, it is, Connor, and you know, I know you're a young guy, but you would be above the age of the draft. You know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about all those young people out there, 17, 18, 19 years old, you know, and if this turns into a world war, and it will, if Putin decides to go into Poland or Romania or Hungary, we got a big problem on our hands. And I don't see this administration being capable of finding a diplomatic solution.
I'll tell you right now, if this turns into a world war, I will probably be one of the only people in Boston where Vladimir Putin or the Russians show up here. They're going to be staring down the barrel of an AR-15. I'll find one for that. And we're not going to put up with that kind of nonsense around here, and hopefully for not much longer in the Ukraine either.
Love it. Connor, we've got to run here. Great hearing from you folks. We've got to take a quick break. Coming up, Matt Schlapp, 844-747-8868. Our lines are open. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Folks, folks. Welcome back to CPAC 2022. I'm Todd Starnes. Great to have you with us. So we bumped Matt Schlapp so we could have our awesome sponsor, Glenn Story from Patriot Mobile, hanging out with us. Glenn, I mean, you got to feel good about that. I mean, Schlapp.
You bet. I love that. You know, and last time you had me on the show, I was right before President Trump.
That's right. You know what? That's right. Every 3 seconds we were mentioning Patriot Mobile. He was on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. And the president's having a good time on the program. So we appreciate him.
Yeah.
And we appreciate what you guys are doing as well. You know, let's talk about it. We've been talking a lot about involvement and getting people engaged. And that's really how Patriot Mobile came about. I mean, you guys have been so involved from day one on making and facilitating change in America.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's all about change, and it's presenting an opportunity for others to get involved in a different way. You know, not everybody wants to stand on a street corner and talk about what they're doing or what they believe in, but they certainly can change the way they do things and help finance a movement, if you will. Activists via phone calls.
You know, I love that. And you told a great story. Last year we were meeting with you, and you told a story about a school situation in your town, in your community, and you guys were at the forefront of that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. We brought a group of folks together, and it was just God's hand in this. And I won't go into the details, but my wife walks out one day. We'd just been on a 10-day vacation, or 2 weeks, and she walks out and says, "Glenn, what is this?" And it was this core...
Common Core.
Yeah. And it was critical race theory and microaggressions. And if you do a microaggression, then your kid's going to get written up. And they followed... This goes on your permanent transcript. They follow them through. And I looked at my wife and I said, "I don't know what it is, but as God would have it, my neighbor walks by. And I know they're a mixed-race marriage. And I said, "Do you feel racism?" He goes, "What are you talking about?" And I had him read it. He goes, "Let me call my mother." And when the mom came over, she goes, "Glenn, what the hell is this? We're going to put it out today." And sure enough, we ended up getting together 4 days later, raised $200,000. We got Colonel Alan West. We got the Tarrant County Sheriff. And we got a gal named Lee Walmsgun, which heads up our pack, the Patriot Mobile pack. And she was the mastermind. And we flipped two school board seats, we flipped two candidates, two city council members, and we installed the mayor.
And this had to, I mean, so this was the very start of what is happening in school boards all across America, and it started there.
There's no question, and Lee has consulted with Loudoun County, she consulted with Clark County out in Vegas, and she's been all around. And what's really interesting, it's kind of like there was a flat lake, and somebody threw a boulder in. It's just started to ripple across the country, and I do think there's no question we were out in the front.
I'm curious to know how Patriot Mobile is doing. I mean, how do you do that? How do you start a phone company, a wireless carrier like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there's a level of insanity. You know, when the guy approached me to get involved, he says, "Hey, you want to start a phone company?" I said, "Are you nuts?" And you know what's interesting? He goes, "But look, here's the way we're going to do it. We're going to work with conservatives." And I thought, you know what? There's an avenue. However, as we grew the business, we were growing really well. But they, you know, one of my investors came in and said, he sat across the desk from me. He says, "You're doing a great job, but you're not doing well enough." He says, "You live as a Christian. Why on God's green earth isn't God in the title of your business?" And we put God in there. God is the cornerstone of our business. This is His business. We're stewards of His business. And when we put Him at the top and all decisions are through Him, He's the CEO of the business. Dude, our business has doubled and doubled and doubled. I mean, if I showed you a graph, it would blow you away.
PatriotMobile.com/Todd, ladies and gentlemen. That's where you can go to get more information on the great services they provide. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You can also call 972-PATRIOT. And by the way, that is a U.S.-based customer service team, which I really like.
100%. Not only that, Todd, not only are we based in Grapevine, Texas, you'll talk to a live Texan. We also have one of our partners down in Killeen, Texas. We have a call center down there, and everybody's a spouse of a military first responder, and it's amazing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize. That is a great story. Yeah. Now, and by the way, folks, Glenn Story here with us, Patriot Mobile at CPAC. And you guys, one of the sponsors, you've got an incredible booth here. So, folks, if you're at CPAC, drop by and pay him a visit.
Yeah.
You talk about supporting causes that we care about. And I know one of the things, you told me the story about Bibles and getting Bibles out to folks in Eastern Europe especially. And, of course, all you know what's breaking loose out there right now.
Yes, and it's awful. I mean, I touch base with them every day. You know, we basically, not my business, but a business we support through our customers is Eastern European Mission, and they have put about 1.5 million Bibles into Ukraine, and they have an appetite. They have a love for the Lord. When they hear that there is a Savior out there, and, you know, for years they were, the Kremlin is the God. Well, now they read the Bible and they said, there's no such thing as the Kremlin being God. And the real beauty of it is there's a desire. So, you know, at least a few million people there have heard about him and they're believers. So not only is it an attack on taking over the land, but they're attacking religion as well.
Yeah, we've seen images of people gathering in churches and praying and singing hymns in their native tongue. Have you heard how folks are doing, any of the folks that you guys are involved with?
Yes, they're escaping. They're getting on the other side of the river, if you will, over towards the west. And, you know, we're just praying for them.
Yeah.
Pray for them all the time, you know.
But again, the idea that the cell phone you use, a portion of that money could be used to help get Bibles in the hands of people in Eastern Europe. I mean, that's a remarkable thing. And I think that's a great story about how you are honoring God and you are, you know, again, it's not a tithe. I just, you're blessing because you've been blessed.
That is exactly right. That separates us from, you know, the other carriers. I'm not going to knock the other carriers. They do a fantastic job. We just provide an alternative, and not one penny of what we make will go to a cause that doesn't align with our base. And, you know, we believe in the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to assemble, the right to bear arms. We support military and first responders, and above all, we put sanctity of life. You know, everything we do. If I remember correctly, I just finished a prayer session with the SBA list in Dallas the last time we spoke.
That's right.
And you asked me, what does it feel like to be before President Trump? And I said, it's great, but it feels even better to be in a prayer session for our justices.
I love it. All right, we're going to have to wrap it up here, Glenn. It has been a great segment, and we appreciate the great work you're doing.
And Todd, I got one last thing. If you're here at CPAC or you hear this message, and you call Patriot Mobile and you make sure you say Todd or /Todd, we'll give you an extra month for free. Just say this is a special, and it's all for this.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
All right. So, folks, PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or call. It's a Texas. We should just say Texas-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. I'm glad you're doing that there instead of, you know, in some of my parts of my state.
Yeah.
I can't understand what the folks on the eastern side are saying sometimes. So, it's those accents, you know.
You got to wonder.
You got to wonder. It took me a while to figure out what yuns meant. So
yeah, right.
That's a conversation for another show. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Glenn Story, our guest from Patriot Mobile. Check out their great work. And, Glenn, we appreciate all the work you guys are doing for the country and the cause.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and God bless you guys.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. This is the Todd Stern Show, broadcasting from CPAC 2022, Orlando, Florida. Let me give you a rundown here. So we were waiting for Matt Schlapp. We're moving Matt. So you'll hear him a little bit later. But right now, we're just going to go right to the phones. A lot of folks wanting to weigh in on the situation with Ukraine. Now we're getting new information. And folks, again, this just goes to show you the incompetence of this administration, President Biden and the administration, and this is the latest reporting, is that Biden shared information with China and urged them to help avert war in Ukraine. Instead, China then shared that information with Russia. Folks, this is mind-boggling and mind-blowing, but it goes to show you that we are dealing with a very dangerous situation here in the world, and it's because we do not have capable leadership in Washington, D.C. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to the great state of Maine. Adam, listening to us today on WLOB. Adam, what's on your mind?
Oh, so much to be said today. First off, to all those people in Ukraine, keep up the fight. You know, God bless them. I'd like to think if they came here that we would do the same, and we would be putting them on the back burner.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Adam, when you talk about refugees, those are the kinds of people you want moving to your country. But they don't want to come here. They want to stay put. They're not looking for a handout. They're not looking for anybody else to come and fight their fight. And that was the problem. That was the problem with Ukraine. I'm sorry, with Iraq. That was the problem with Iraq, is that those people didn't want to fight for their freedom. But the Ukrainians, this is a different story, and I'm very impressed with these folks. The fact that you've got, you know, kids, you've got grandmas and grandpas, and they're out there on the front lines, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to take out as many of those Russian communist bastards as possible.
They're clearly a proud people, and God bless them. They need every prayer they can get. They're into the battle of their lifetime right now, right here.
Yes, sir. You're right about that, Adam. God bless you. Thank you for listening to us. Let's go to North Carolina. Dan on the line. Dan, what's going on?
Yeah, Pat, I'm referring to these couple of callers you had about the Reagan deal with Ukraine to get rid of their missiles. That's true. I remember that. I also know that Joe Biden has got so much money out of his family coming from Russia, the Ukraine, and China. He can't move on them. That's how he's getting rich. It's been for years. My wife sends prayers out every morning to a prayer list she's got, that people that want to hear a prayer. And we got word back that she gets responses from England, Ukraine. We know they're God-loving people. And I think God is on their side. I see a possibility that they could actually push Putin back on his butt.
You know, Dan, I don't know if you heard the interview we just did with Glenn Story from over at Patriot Mobile. They have been supporting ministries over in Eastern Europe that have been publishing Bibles. And what I love about this is that they've been partnering with local publishing houses. So it's not like they publish the Bibles here in America. What they're doing is they're adding to and growing the economy there by, you know, publishing these Bibles. That means they have to go out and hire printers to run the presses and editors and things of that nature, you know, in those countries. But there has been a big effort, especially among evangelicals, to minister to people and share the gospel in Ukraine. And it's so imperative that we pray for these people and just ask God to do a mighty thing through these freedom fighters.
Absolutely correct. I know, like I say, we've gotten, my wife has gotten results from prayers. That two other contacts who were prayerless contacts, no people there. And, yeah, they send back and I think they're God-loving people. I just wish Biden wasn't so tied up in it. I don't think he can do anything at this point.
No, and a lot of that has to do with
money, with
his involvement in the money in the Ukraine and the gas deals.
Money from Ukraine.
Oh, of course he did.
The Russians. They took money from the Russians. They took
Look, Dan, we've got to run here, skedaddle, but God bless you. Thank you for a call. I want to work in another call if we can. Joyce, listening to us, WSIC in North Carolina. Hey, Joyce, what's going on?
What's going on? I'm so mad at Joe Biden. He's messed up our country, Don. EA, them Democrats, they've got to go. I pray every day for people I don't know. I pray for you. I pray for everybody, even the ones in the hospital. And Biden has made things worse. I mean, I got anxiety, and it's really got to me.
Well, you know, Joyce, look, I understand, but, you know, if you just take a good swig of sweet tea, that'll knock that anxiety level down a few notches. But Joyce, you know, it's a tough time in the country right now, and a lot of people are uneasy. And here's the problem. We all know how to fix this, but I don't think the Biden administration does. And we don't want them to stumble our way into a war. And I'm afraid that's where all this is going, World War III. Joyce, we've got to run. Thank you for the call. Earlier today, we had an interview with Sebastian Gorka. And, of course, he has family. He has connections in that region. And let's take a listen to that interview with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. All right. You hear this guy all over the place. Salem Radio Network, one of the best podcasts in America. You see him on Newsmax TV. Now he is here with us, the great Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Seb, good to see you.
Honored to be with you, my friend, one of the true fighters. Thanks for having me on.
I heard your voice in the distance, and I told Grace, we've got to get Seb on the show.
So. I always try to just walk around here inconspicuously, and then suddenly I say something, and that's it. I'm done. It's over.
No, it's I heard somebody say relief factor, and I'm like, wait, what? What's going on here?
You got to work on the accent. You got to try the accent.
I love it. Relief actor.
Not bad.
Is that bad?
Not bad.
Every now and again.
You've got to try this. Greetings.
Greetings.
That's good.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
All right. If we could get Grace to do that, that would even be better. Wow. So, this is sort of like a big high school reunion.
Yes.
And at the same time, sort of a pep rally as well. What's been your observation so far at CPAC?
You know, I'm going to quote the great Charlie Kirk, who was on my show. This is like the third time I've quoted him. Hopefully it won't go to his head. I asked him what's his expectation, because, you know, we're working here, okay? We don't even get to hear a fraction of the speeches. And he had a great, great read. He said, it's time to up our game as conservatives. It's not just policies like build the wall or take back the school councils. We have to take back the culture. We have to save the civilization. If we look, I think we're about the same age. We thought that the era of tanks rolling on streets was our parents and our grandparents. No, it's happening right now.
That's right.
And we have an America without a leader. We have Biden says yesterday, we'll put the sanctions in place and see if anything happens in a couple of months. There are young men being given automatic weapons now in gun stores in Kiev who are doing 1776 for that nation, who are going to probably die fighting the Russian hordes. And we have a man who's asked by a reporter yesterday, are nuclear weapons going to be involved? And this senile, doddering old fool says, I don't know. I don't know. He's got the nuclear football 30 feet from him, 24/7 in the hands of a military aide. And he doesn't know we could be on the precipice of nuclear war.
I mean, this is, you know, seeing the stories coming out of heroism and bravery, the guys over
the Coast Guard
Island.
Guys.
Yeah, the Coast Guard guys.
Incredible.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
But those are the kind, and you're right, this is their 1776.
Can I just make a personal kind of request here? Because, you know, there are people, and you know who they are. They're big, big influences on our side, who for too long have fallen into this very childish, neo-Buchananite isolationism, that pull down the shutters on the Pacific and Atlantic coast and we'll be fine. Screw Ukraine. It doesn't matter. It's far away. Well, guys, come on. Come on. It didn't work in 41. It didn't work on September the 11th. And if you think a man like Biden, who has made Russia the fourth greatest importer of oil to America, you think a war in Europe isn't going to touch you somehow? You don't think a nuclear-tipped bully invading other countries like Hitler did in 39 with the Sudetenland is not going to affect you in America? You don't have to be an interventionist. I'm not. My boss, President Trump, we didn't invade anybody's country for 4 years. But guess what? Our enemies were afraid, and our friends felt safe.
They did. Seb Gorka here at CPAC. Seb, real quick here, where do you see this going? There have been some reports earlier today that the Russians are finding it's been a little bit more difficult than they imagined. The Ukrainians are fighting back. At the end of the day, how do you think this plays out?
It's impossible to tell because, you know, he's a thug and he's a murderer, but he's not a great strategist. He was a third-rate KGB colonel who wasn't even posted to the West. He was posted to East Germany during the Cold War. As a classic Soviet thug, his strategy is very simple. Fix bayonets and push into your enemy's belly until you feel steel. Until he feels steel, he will continue to push and push and push. That's why this is the 11th hour. NATO has to stand up. America, it's not going to happen under Biden, but there are some concrete things we could do right now. Number one, provide lethal assistance to Ukraine so they can fight for themselves. Not 5,000 helmets like Germany shipped last week.
And they're
but
doing
guns.
This. They're fighting. And they're fighting.
Oh, my God.
I admire that.
Know the history. Know the history of this nation. 8 million Ukrainians were murdered by Stalin in the Holodomor, in the starvation massacre of the 1920s. These people fought for more than a decade in the forests of Ukraine against the Soviet oppressors. So if Putin thinks it's going to be a cakewalk, these people will fight till the last breath in their bodies. And if 1776 means anything to us, then we have to understand that this is Ukraine's freedom fight.
Well said. All right. And tomorrow, you and I moderating a panel together on Dr. Fauci.
Correct. In the afternoon, guys, live streaming from CPAC. You have got to be there.
All right. Seb Gorka, always good to see you.
God bless. Check out my website, sebgorka.com, and my latest book with an interview with President Trump, The War for America's Soul.
Grace Baker back with us. Wow, that guy looked just like Caleb Hart, our managing editor.
Is it his doppelganger?
Wow. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Todd Starnes here, Grace Baker, Kyle Rossiter, the whole team. And want to thank our colleague back in Memphis at our flagship radio station, KWAM, Dylan Dandridge, who's running
the
board and doing a great job. You guys have, I was telling you, this is the smoothest we have ever had it at a CPAC.
That's done it without Dylan.
Well done. Well done, everybody.
Team effort.
I probably shouldn't speak derisively about Fox News Radio, but their guy, they were having all sorts of problems down there. And I thought, man, I've got the best lineup. I've got the best team right here. And by the way, Ryan Helfenbein from, let's get Ryan to come in here. We've got a few minutes. Hold on a second, everybody. Hey, Helfenbein, come on over.
Oh, hey.
That's kind of the way it works around here. So anyway, Ryan Helfenbein from the Standing for Liberty Center over at Liberty University is just literally walking by, and we're dragging him into the chaos here. Ryan, how are you?
Hey, Todd, doing well.
So welcome. So this would be, there's not a bad spot at CPAC.
No, there's really not.
But we're sort of in the slum, and you guys are in the, Beverly Hills, Malibu Beach area. What great property up there.
Oh, we love it over there, but this is a great spot, too.
Well, look, I mean, it's. I mean, what's exciting is you guys are a big part of what's happening here at CPAC, and it's. I've been very impressed with, you know, with the growth of the center at Liberty University.
Yeah, we. Well, I'll tell you, Todd, we're super excited, thrilled. Tomorrow, the Liberty Dean of the Law School, Morse Tan, is actually speaking from the main stage tomorrow, and we've got Dean Dave Brad of the business school and several people representing Liberty University.
We've already seen Dave, and we've had Dr. Tan on a number of times on the national show, so we're big fans of him, and we'll see him tomorrow. We'll be up on the main stage about 4:30, so it's going to be a fun day tomorrow here at CPAC, and of course, the president.
Yes, absolutely. We're looking forward to that, as always. I would just say, you know, with the Freedom Center, everybody who's listening, this is the time to be courageous. This is the time to double down on conviction and on truth. We've seen the great awakening in this country. It's time for a great awakening, Todd. More than ever, that's what we've seen.
Which is the theme of the conference. And, you know, we've got about a minute here, Ryan. When you look at what's happening in Ukraine and to see those brave people, they don't have the right to bear arms. They're being given a gun to defend their country. It's just a reminder of how good we have it here in America.
That's right. And one of the things is weakness at home could lead to war abroad. Peace through strength has always been the remedy. We have to show strength right now more than ever. That is what is needed in our leadership. And so it's time for people to step up in Washington, D.C.
No, I think you're right about that. Ryan, where can people go if they want to get more information on the center?
Yeah, go to standingforfreedom.com, standingforfreedom.com. You'll find out more information there. We have a new Theology of Politics series, how Christians can think about voting on very specific issues, and this is where the church needs to be engaged.
All right, good stuff. All right, Ryan, good to see you, and you never know who's going to wander by. So I think just Congressman Matt Gaetz a few minutes ago. By the way, Gaetz, Sebastian Gorka, I'll be moderating a panel tomorrow afternoon as well with those guys on the patron saint of Wuhan, so be sure to check that out. Ryan, God bless you. Folks, wow, this is wrapping up our time here. Grace Baker, you survived your first CPAC.
Yes, but the most important part of the schedule is coming up, which is lunch.
Lunch.
And we have already got it scoped out.
So we went to Wolfgang Puck's yesterday in Disney Springs.
Yes.
And that was a pretty snazzy.
And we made you confront your fear of Disney, because I am convinced that it's not a dislike, it's more of a fear. And we made you conquer your fear. And you did fine, see?
Had a great time.
You didn't come out with Mickey ears, but we got there.
No, great food. I recommend the chicken schnitzel.
Oh, yes.
And the bruschetta for the appetizer.
Just don't say schnitzel.
Yeah, just got to be careful with that. All right, folks, it has been a great time. I want to thank Dylan, the team back in Memphis, Grace, Kyle. It's been a lot of fun. We're going to do this all over again on Monday back in Memphis. Folks, you get out there, be safe, and folks, listen up. Have a great Friday. Be sure to go to church this weekend.